Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
This is Ricey. You've been hearing my friend Josh Arnold, Mr. Money Talk, for years on the radio and Garage Logic podcast. With the new year approaching, I strongly recommend you sit down with Josh for your no-cost, no-obligation, 48-minute consultation on your investments, including your IRA and 401k. You can benefit from Josh's years of experience navigating different market and economic conditions, and he'll always give you straight talk and not sugar-coated advice. Give Josh a call now at 952-925-5608 to book your no-cost, no-obligation 48-minute consultation. That's 952-925-5608. You'll be glad that you did, and tell him Ricey sent you. Don't forget to ask, why is it 48 minutes, Josh?
Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, a security investment advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice.
Patrick Ricey is a paid endorser.
Something after kind of funny. Pause.
All right.
So, what you're taking away from that Chiefs Bills epic contest is that Kelsey's brother turned it into jumping over off the ropes in pro wrestling. Is that right?
It was a fun game. I'm just saying that they're getting closer to what I've been saying for 10 or 15 years. They're headed that way.
Pro wrestling, yes. Mm-hmm. What's his name, the older one?
Jason Kelsey.
Jason. He's working hard to be a TV guy.
Are you kidding me? If he already doesn't have a 10-year contract after last night.
He's working hard to get into that.
I told Joe earlier, Pat, there was a great quote where it's got the standalone photo of Kelsey with the Taylor Swift right behind him. It says, oh, sure, it's fun and games when Jason Kelsey does it. When I do it, it's time to go home.
They didn't show us much Taylor. Really, a couple of little snippets.
Three or four times, I think.
You got your Taylor shots, because I had to yell them out. That was my job.
Yeah. Then what are we doing? Then the kids run down and you back it up?
No, so they just turn their heads to see it, because they're doing something else.
The fact that we're driving down to get the clinching
touchdown. That's not important.
And the guy fumbles through the end zone.
Right.
That's not.
They weren't interested in that part.
But the last snippet I saw Taylor was like 4 seconds. I want her and the other women up there doing
the dance.
The swivel thing.
The sway.
They're going left.
Yeah, they love the sway.
Right. Then they're coming down. It's coming down underneath. It's,
like the Calcutta.
It's like the Clipper, the Calcutta Clipper. It looks like the very rapid Calcutta Clipper. I like that one.
Pat Kenny insists Detroit's going to win the Super Bowl.
God, I would love it.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Fantastic. I'd like to fly in and see the parade.
Dear God.
Death in the streets.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, out of happiness.
Yes.
How many times have people get to die of happiness?
It took a female Ford to turn that club around.
Yeah, well. Yeah.
Ann Ford, whatever her last name is.
She's a granddaughter, and she said, let's get smart here. Let's stop being stupid.
Yeah.
And they brought in this guy who'd been with the Rams for, 30 years as a
Brad
lackey,
Holmes.
Brad Holmes. And he said, I got a good idea. Let's get really rotten and then draft some really good players.
Yeah. There you go.
See how that works. I love the kid from Chanhassen-Chaska, though. Is
Frank Ragnow.
Is Ragnow his address?
I believe he's a Chaska kid, almost a Waconia kid, but he went to Chanhassen High School.
I've talked to him a few times, but I texted him last week trying to get him on the phone, and it said his notifications have been turned off. So I'm sure
he was locked in, concentrate
fully. Great kid, his dad, he was just beyond close to him, died of a heart attack when he was still in Arkansas. and wrist shattered the kid. And Bielema put him on a plane and flew back with him and went to the, you know, he was at Arkansas mm-hmm. then as the coach. And I talked to him. I've talked to him a few times, but he's zeroed in this week. So
he played hurt too.
Oh
he
was, God, he's got every, you know, every his, ailment known to man.
Right. Do you know his first playing hurt story when Stafford was still his quarterback? He played a couple of games at the end of the end of the season with a broken throat.
Yeah, that's right.
Broken throat.
Yes.
He had a little. Yeah, that thing got crushed.
He got kicked into the, you know, in the scrum. He got kicked in the throat.
Wow.
Couldn't talk, and Stafford said, "What's wrong?" He was doing one of these. He just kept playing. That's a football player yes. right there.
Ooh. And what a name for him, too.
Ragnow.
Ragnow.
Ooh, man. Yeah, he's a good kid, too. And it was good luck to him. But the
you know, Goff's really working out for that club.
Yeah, he has. What a great trade, man. Yeah. They gave up Stafford. They got a bunch of draft choices. And they got Goff. They
well,
took
they
Goff
gained.
Off
they
their
gained.
Hands.
They gained youth with Goff.
Oh yes, yeah. He can be their quarterback for
Stafford's
a while.
Stafford's what now? About 35?
Yeah,
at least.
This kid's 29, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
They probably are going to have to go big for him pretty soon.
I would guess.
But one of their advantages is, you know, they got a young roster without, they don't have to pay these guys ungodly amounts of money yet.
Isn't it something, though? The Vikings are not in this conversation.
No.
In the NFC North, the Vikings are.
The Packers.
The Bears just have great plans.
Mm-hmm. The Packers urinated that one away. Yeah. They had her won. They outplayed them most of the day.
I just kept telling myself, they got to find a way to lose this game. I can't stand
I was rooting for Green Bay.
Were you really?
Oh,
Green
God,
Bay,
yes.
Detroit final?
Green Bay, Detroit final would have been
point.
Heaven.
Don't you have any NFC North pride?
Yeah, where's your pride?
I saw your tweets. Yeah. Right. Was it Saturday night you were tweeting?
I love digging these. You know, we hate the Packers. Oh, what'd they do? You know, I mean, what, you know.
Although were they the state's team prior to 1961?
This area's down on the prairie, we got Papa Bear.
You got the
and
Bears.
The bore-ass Chicago Bears.
Okay.
Up here, you had Vince. And,
There was an old story about Cedric Adams. You remember him?
Oh, sure.
Well, he would say, turn on your porch lights tonight. The Packers are flying home.
Is that right?
And everybody around northern Wisconsin and northern Minnesota would turn their lights on to get the Packers home.
And the people flying in back in the 50s, flying on when one out of 50 Minnesotans had been on an airplane, once they were in the war, would be flying in, and at 10:25, all the lights would go out because the WCCO radio news with Cedric Adams, I don't know who the weather guy was, but Halsey doing sports would be over.
Yep.
They had deadlines that Halsey would cover a game, go have a few pops, go in and do the news at CCO and then come back and write it. Except sometimes he'd forget to come back and write it, and somebody else would have to write it off the AP story. But
he was a good writer, by the way.
Oh, he was very good. He was a very bright guy.
Yep.
He just, you know, he had a very, very strong fondness for Bombay gin.
Right.
And other forms of gin, but Bombay was his favorite. But anyway, yes, that was, you know, I thought that was a hell of a football game, though. I've spent all year watching football. Said, God, this game's terrible. The referees are deciding it. It's all penalties. That game was high drama.
Oh, yeah.
How do you know, you could hear the groan from here when the kid missed the field goal.
Oh, God, it was terrible.
And it's the collective, not again. You know, you got to be kidding me. But I will say this. If he makes the field goal, you know damn well Mahomes drives him down the field with a minute and a half left.
I think it's one of the most amazing stats in sports.
They couldn't stop him.
That Mahomes has been in the AFC Championship game six consecutive years.
Six times in a row, yeah. And this year...
It's amazing.
This year, the middle of the season, you thought, how is he going to do it with this collection?
Yep.
Especially...
The receivers are terrible.
He was missing, what, Tony didn't play. And granted, all of their receivers are all like number threes.
Yeah.
But they were still missing him. That was pretty impressive what he did yesterday.
In that weather, but here's what gets to me: our admiration for the NFL wavers somewhat during the season. But you get to this time of year when they're playing at huge stakes and the wind's howling 30 miles an hour in Buffalo and it's 15 degrees, or you're in Kansas City the week before and it's a -7. These guys aren't human. Mm-hmm. They're not human out there competing, hitting each other, running into each other. It's and what? How many guys dragged off the field yesterday during the course of the game? 12?
Probably.
Yeah. But you know,
a lot of visits to the tent.
Yeah, the tent is you know, and then you got some snoop up in the press box. Telling you, that guy might have a concussion. Well, let him worry about it.
Yeah.
Let him worry about the concussion.
That's his problem.
We don't need somebody from up there to interrupt. All of a sudden, they come running in and stop the play about 2 minutes, 2 seconds before the ball snapped.
Oh, you reminded me of something. And I can't remember. I know Joe has this opinion, but I can't remember if you do as well. For you two to talk about certain broadcasters, you know, locally and nationally, about not being able to shut up.
Greg,
you got to stop with Tony Romo. He is the king of Tony.
Yeah,
shut up.
Well, Greg Olson's a rival.
Oh, Greg Olson's right behind him.
Yeah, Greg Olson's still talking about the last play when the new play's going on.
We got to settle down here. We don't need 45 seconds on every single play and what it meant.
The one that still drives me nuts is Justin Morneau.
I wasn't going to name him, but I mean, you decided to.
I love him. Justin, I love him. He's a hell of a guy, but he talks too much.
The guy's out, Justin. We're on to the next one. I love him. I used the line on Justin on Twitter and said, Justin reminds me of myself as a column writer.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a while to get to the point, and sometimes there's not one.
That's right.
I think he read it, because the next time I saw him, things were cool.
I see.
But
Tony Romo's the king.
Oh, God, he was bad yesterday.
I
still think he gives you some dope. Yeah, he gives you some dope.
But it doesn't need to be on every single play.
Well, they all do that.
And let's check in with Gene. Gene, what'd you think about that?
Yeah.
I don't care what Gene Saratora thinks.
Well, plus Gene is going to... Gene... I've seen him in the past occasionally rip the officials, but yesterday he was all in on defending them on every call.
Yep.
Even the one where they threw the flag 25 seconds after the play
was over.
Yeah,
I didn't like that.
Yeah.
We can't have a big consultation on each play to see if somebody violated the
rule. And that was not pass interference.
No. No, it was not. It was not. But he defended them.
Right.
Yeah, which he shouldn't have. I'm sure these guys who are the... supposedly neutral official consultants are monitored by the league very closely and called on Monday if they called out the officials too harsh.
And you don't want to upset that train, that freight train of money. You're not going to say anything bad there.
Mike, whatever his name was, he started quite the phenomenon now. You can watch some dumbass game from the Mountain West Football Conference now, and you got to have your refereeing expert.
Yes.
Apparently, ads. You know what? Yesterday, I think we're slipping in extra ads too, aren't we?
It was long.
I mean, they 2 minute warning, take a timeout at 2:06. And they go to an ad, and then they take you 2 minutes.
The ads
warning.
Were Super Bowl-esque, too. I think we're getting a little preview.
Yes, they were. So, but it was a hell of a football game. And the Lions, we're all Lions fans now, aren't we?
I am.
I am, too.
It's too bad Buffalo is gone, though, because you could have taken these two old, beat-up towns, Buffalo much more so than Detroit, and put them in the Super Bowl.
And they're about, 5 hours from each other?
Yeah, not at all.
That would have been a wonderful Super Bowl.
Yep.
God, I wish I wish Buffalo had won, because I had the Kirk crowd all worked up yesterday. So I was going to point out that the four states represented in the semifinals all voted for Biden in 2020. It would have driven them freaking crazy. Because I finally went out and said, this is my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Kirk's popularity was the number of Kirk's sycophants increased fivefold when he was revealed to be a non-vaxxer. Mm-hmm. And that's just my opinion. I might be wrong, but boy, people went, nah.
A non-vaxxer, but he's getting juice shot into his heel.
Yeah.
In Trinidad or where the hell he went. And you know how the magic juice.
And by the way, this idea that, boy, he really, his preference is really to come back to Minnesota. His preference is to take the best four-year deal he can get at age 36.
Yeah. He stirred him up last week when he was asked if he wouldn't mind playing for Coach Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
And he said, of course. And then, oh, my God, we're going to lose Kirk.
I got a question about Belichick.
Yes, sir.
Why has he had two interviews with Atlanta? You're either going to hire Belichick or you're not. Yes, why do we need two interviews?
Maybe he's interviewing them.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, I think isn't the first one the virtual one where you just...
No, I thought he came in.
No, but that's the first one. And then the second one is in person.
The first one he didn't do in person.
I think the first one was virtually.
Wouldn't Belichick be telling you whether he'd lead the coach or not?
I think a little bit of the Belichick shine has wore off.
Well...
That's the only interview he's had.
Would he have a quarterback in Atlanta?
No. He's got to get himself.
That's why Kirk was asked about that.
Yes. Yeah, but Bill doesn't want a 36-year-old.
Kirk, Bill
wants the next Brady.
Kirk's 71. He's probably owning you go 3-4 years.
71.
Bill is.
Bill.
Oh, Bill is 71.
But Bill wants enough wins to pass Don Shula as quick as possible. That's what Bill wants.
I bet if I was an Atlanta sports writer, though, I'd be in a panic that I get that surly SOB as my
houses catch fire all the time.
The other problem is they have a GM down there. Are they gonna?
Don't they have a young hotshot?
Yeah. Are they gonna? That's.
But he gets to be the GM, doesn't he?
No,
I don't know.
He was in New England, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
That's why he's now unemployed.
That's why he's. that's why he's. Going back for a second interview, how are we going to work this out here?
Yeah,
can you? You're not going to make all the personnel decisions. I'm going to give you your 58, and you do the best you can with them. Maybe I don't. But yeah, it was. Now the other big story that we both had to miss primarily because of football was Nick Dunlop. How about that?
I didn't see any of it.
I watched a little bit.
An amateur wins the Bob Hope.
He can hit it down to the Allianz Stadium from here. It's unbelievable how far he hits it. And first one since 91, Phil. And he's a terrific, talent, state U.S. amateur champion. Did he win another one of the amateurs, too, I think?
When will he go pro?
He can go tomorrow if he wants to. But
he still won't get that money.
No. The runner-up gets the full first prize.
Right.
That guy with the very long name, and I don't know what country. Yeah. What country is he from?
South Africa.
He's a South African. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I wonder which side he was on in apartheid, but with that Dutch name. But anyway...
Yeah, Bazootin, Gazoontite.
Yeah, Gazoontite. That's what my old man would have called him, Gazoontite. he finished second. We got about four scores in the paper.
Your golf coverage in St. Paul's is terrible.
Yes, it is.
They're not including anything. And we don't print Money One anymore.
No, that's...
I want Money One.
I want it to. We got ABC telling us which course they played the first 3 days. Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to. I'm not.
How many teams in the Western Conference make the playoffs in hockey?
In eight, sir.
Eight?
Eight. We're going to figure out what the Wild, two unlikely wins.
Yeah.
They get hammered by Tampa, although yesterday they had 16 shots and scored, five goals or something?
Well, they're still not. In the hunt for a playoff spot.
Well, yeah, but they come home now. They ain't gonna have a good homestand, and they're back in her.
They got, they're home to Washington, Nashville, and Anaheim.
Anaheim's bad, and...
Washington's not having a good year.
You know who's amazing? The Winnipeg Jets leading the West.
Yep.
And Vancouver second, right?
Yep.
That's, where'd that come from? Those two teams, they've been down for a while.
It's hard to follow Vancouver. Mm-hmm. They don't make the newspaper.
Games come in, and the Tuesday game surfaces sometime Friday, usually. So that's true. So anyway, it was a great football weekend, great golf weekend that none of us watched. And, What else? We got
your Timberwolves.
Ooh, they stunk.
Lost to the Oklahomas.
14 points in the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. Throwing it all over the gymnasium.
It was pretty cool that they all showed up for Chet's retirement.
At Minnehaha Academy.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
His retirement?
They retired his jersey.
Retired his jersey at Minnehaha Academy. Yeah. And
the whole team showed up. That was pretty cool.
And somebody who's the other kid on that team?
Somebody made a Josh Giddey joke. Keep him away from the high school or something.
Boy.
But he got out from under that charge, right?
The guy in Oklahoma who the Timberwolves fans were booing?
Yes, supposedly.
Because he had an underage dalliance?
A young gal, but it was
proven to be not true.
Well, no. Being charged. The first place Thunder, he did not get charged.
Right.
So it's gone away. I guess the girl refused to talk to the cops.
Huh.
It was handled outside of the court.
And
he had to write a check.
You know, it started not with the cops. It started not with the cops. It started with the young lady putting something on social media. Right.
Yeah.
Is she 9?
No,
I don't know.
17, I think. Yeah. Oklahoma. You know, I think that's. They got normal laws down there. They don't have like 12-year-olds or something like
that. Well, you know what we need now in the new world of Monday Night Sports Talk? We got to hear from Patrick about the Valley Group before the magic pause.
We got to pause again?
Well, but first we got to hear about the Valley
Group. We have trouble with the pause.
I know we do.
When we come back from the pause, I got something that'll stir up the mayor.
Very good.
All right. Jim Paul, Brett Paul's Valley Group of GM Dealers. It's after Christmas. They're sitting out there waiting for you. Let's get going. You can come out and get a great deal in Apple Valley or Hastings. I got my eye on that little SUV. It's a small one, fit in my garage. And, you know, if you're an old man with bad knees, it wouldn't be bad to have an SUV because then you can step down. It doesn't screw up your knees when you're in the car. They got three different varieties of SUVs, the Buicks out there. Good prices right now, good interest rates. Jim Paul, Brett Paul, Valley Group of GM Dealers. I bought all my cars there for about 12 years now. And they're out in Apple Valley and in Hastings. Give them a post-Christmas look here. They're ready to do business.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Pause. All right, Joe. Are you ready?
Yes.
Let me look this up. Mm-hmm. I got to go to my email.
Here we go.
I got to go to my email.
He means business. You know why?
He put
the cheaters back on. That means you know he's ready.
Joe?
What?
Come on. Where the hell is my
email? Only guy I know that keeps cheaters in a glasses case.
Here's my email. Okay, the Minnesota Twins have announced their minor league managerial and coaching assignments for 2024.
All right.
For the fifth consecutive year, all six affiliates will have two pitching coaches, one of them who's bilingual, while the top four levels employ five-person coaching staffs. But here, I just for giggles, and I want you to remember Calvin and
I
the operation and the operation we had for the minor leagues.
Yep.
When Wayne Hathaway was your trainer-equipment manager for
right.
The double A team.
Right.
The double A team where your best prospects are. Let's just go here. The rookie level Florida Complex League team, the rookie level team. Seth Feldman will manage for the fifth year. His three hitting coaches will be Emilio Guerrero, Humberto Miranda, and Colin McBride.
Three hitting coaches.
His four pitching coaches will be Anders Jurczak, Chris Paul, Kevin Rodriguez, and Jesus Sanchez.
That's seven.
Josh Tolles will serve as the rehab pitching coach.
That's eight.
After joining the organization last year. Nico Girontano, I can't pronounce it, and Tristan Torre will be the development coaches.
Ten.
Allison Souza will serve as the lead trainer with 11. Thaddeus Hayes and Matt Smith as assistant trainer.
12, 13.
And John Bear, 14. Jean Costello, a woman apparently, and Serena Daring, another 15. Woman, will be the strength and conditioning coaches. There were three there. John Gentile will serve as the rehab strength and conditioning
17.
Coach. Nick Coberly, Danny DiCarrario, and Daniel Honnett will be the
20.
Physical therapist for the feet at FCL
Jesus
team.
Jesus Christ.
Matt Cheeseman is the minor league equipment
21.
Manager, and Jimmy Conto is the assistant minor league
22.
Equipment manager.
Gotta have an assistant.
The complex's coordinator of baseball technology will be Kevin Maribel.
23.
With Tyler Hickman, Alex Lazzaroni,
24, 25,
and Michael Lewis
26.
Hyphen Wedderburn serving as fellows baseball technology.
27.
That's just one of the teams.
That's the rookie league team.
The rookie league team.
Well, this is sick.
Calvin didn't have that many employees.
Okay, not total.
Counting the minor major.
No,
leagues.
I know he didn't.
Yes, no.
So, because it's rookie league, I'm trying to give them a little bit of an out with you two.
Yes.
How many of them are they all on the payroll? Or in other words, is
well,
this all entry
two of
level?
Them are, no, two of them are fellows, so they must be college students. Right?
Okay.
Okay, but you know what it tells me? How confused are those rookies going to be?
Yes.
There's too many.
No,
there's
swing
too many,
this way.
There's too many people in charge.
Who are you?
Yeah.
They say, you know.
Three hitting coaches.
But then assistant hitting. And then when you're rehabbing, you got your own coaches.
Wow.
But the whole thing, I think I counted last year as 180 in the minor leagues. 100, I'd have to
180
count
employees?
Yeah, I have to count them again. But
good Lord.
I mean, AAA's got, it's unbelievable. Just because.
If that's the rookie league, what has AAA got?
Well, AAA has less because the rookie league, this doesn't include the Dominican Summer League team, which has got about 15 guys, too. But we're cutting payroll. They're trying to cut, what, $30
million? Yep.
I can find 10 for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Hey, speaking of the Dominican League, you see who's ripping the cover off the ball? All svelte. Your guy, Miguel.
How's he look?
I saw a video of him over the weekend.
Lost some weight, huh?
He doesn't look like the same player.
Who owns his rights?
Nobody.
He's a free agent. He did have 30 strikeouts and 100 at-bats, but that's normal.
That's nothing.
Right.
No, that's nothing. Well, good. I hope he gets a job, because last year they called him down for a workout in Tampa. The
Twins
teams
did?
And, no.
Oh,
no,
his agency.
They,
sure,
you call
sure.
him in, and they came down, and the scouts came down and looked at him. He was fat, and bat was slow. He was still, but I think they sent him to Tampa this year to work out, actually. And he's realized that, you know, Miguel, I don't know how much he made. I think his buyout last year was $3 million, and then he had a $27
sure.
million. So he made $30 million. And I'm sure knowing Miguel, the way he spends money, he's probably got a couple hundred bucks left.
You know, whatever's in his wallet.
Does he live in Venezuela?
No,
Dominican
Republic, yeah.
But will he go down as one of the big, I mean, it's hard to call him a bust, but.
No, it's not hard at all.
Well, but I'm saying.
Considering that he came up when he was in reasonable shape in his first year and was voted the
17.
Team. No, when he came up to the big leagues.
Oh.
He was 22 or something, but he was voted, remember the MVP?
Oh, yeah.
Voted the MVP of the 2015 team. He was only here half a year.
Yep.
And he was, you know, but he got a little chubby as the year progressed, so they didn't like DH'ing him, so that's when they came up with the
right field.
I know, let's put this 270-pounder in right field. And that was the beginning of the starting time. Well, I remember I was the first guy to write a column. He's getting fat.
Oh, you know, got
in spring
eviscerated.
Training. I got killed by the what, the
blogosphere. Oh, the blogosphere was after you.
But I got to say, my supportive source on that, perhaps not with the public quotes, was manager Molitor was a little put off by the fact he reported at 252 or 3 the year before when he came up from the minors, mm-hmm. and he was 275 when he got to spring training, and he just kept getting bigger. I mean, he's a huge person. He's a right tackle, really. But, not for baseball. I hope he comes back. He's not a bad guy. Everybody kind of liked him.
Plus, when he can put the barrel on that ball, it goes a ways.
Even though my last attempt to talk to him was unsuccessful, and there were some references to my sexual preference.
Is that right?
Comment.
Yeah. From him?
It was through the person who went in the locker room with the Saints game.
I see.
Asked him. And there was an adjective in front of the noun used to describe my sexual preference. I said, well, somebody's been reading the paper to him. I guess I don't know. But I still have on my phone here the picture of a svelte, me and a svelte Miguel. Where is it? It's good. I send it out every once in a while.
You got to look under photos.
I know. It's a great picture, though. Where is he? There we are. You ever seen two better-looking young skinny guys?
Oh, that's amazing.
Yes, it is.
Those are two thin guys.
Yes, it is.
Jeez.
Both of us have lost our way.
Yeah.
2015, that was when he first came up. There's my other one when I tried to do that. Remember the guy with the hat?
That was the Pharrell hat.
The Pharrell
hat. Yeah, the Pharrell hat.
Pharrell?
I don't know.
Once he went back to a normal hat, he like disappeared. Right. He should go back to the hat, right? It's a great hat, man.
Right.
It's a fantastic hat.
Speaking of that, I know I asked you Friday, but is today the day we get the if Joe makes it or
no,
not?
No, tomorrow.
Oh, it's tomorrow. Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's looking good, though.
You vote for him?
Yes, but did I tell you the adventure?
No.
I didn't get my ballot.
Oh, no.
So I waited and waited because the mail was being late, right?
Right.
So I waited and waited, and then I called him. I texted him and said, hey, I didn't get a ballot. And they said, okay, we'll send you a new one. This was after the alleged deadline, you know, by the time I got the new one, it took a week to get to me. They didn't send it priority mail or anything. So I filled it out, rushed it back, sent it priority mail. They told me whenever it was going to be there on a Saturday. I mailed it on a Thursday. It was going to be there on Saturday. And 6 days later, I got a note saying, we never got your ballot. So it looked as though I wasn't going to vote.
Yeah.
Which had me very fearful if Joe came up one vote short and then they looked at the voters and it said vacant for me.
Ooh.
Wouldn't look good. And then the Friday morning, which was the absolute deadline, I got an email saying, we found your ballot.
Oh. Well, so, is it, you can't just say, hey, here's who I want to vote?
No,
you can't do that.
Fill out the form, yeah. You got to fill out the, and the ballot is like old time.
Yeah.
It comes crunched into an envelope, folded like ungodly, and it comes in its paper ballot. And you
who would be in this class?
Adrian Beltre is going to get 98%, which tells you how the voting has changed. Because Adrian Beltre, the third baseman, is a slam dunk Hall of Famer, but not a 98% guy.
You don't think so?
Not a 9, because nobody gets that many percent. Ted Williams didn't get 98%.
That's true.
Mickey Mantle didn't get 98%.
But didn't you call him the best third baseman?
I think so. He's fantastic. But that what I'm saying is the voting has changed. The younger voters are much more generous with their voting, and Joe's an example of that.
Sure.
Joe, in the old day, you know, 15 years ago with his history, he would have had to wait 3, 4, 5 years.
But is he benefiting, Joe? No, I'm talking about, is he benefiting greatly from the steroid era guys not getting votes?
Well, most of them are gone. Most of them are off the ballot now.
Oh, I thought the guys like Sheffield were still on.
Sheffield's still on, and people are voting for Sheffield.
Okay.
I don't think he's going to make it, but I guess he was a, Was he ever officially caught?
He was named in the, what was the, we're not going to let everybody know, but it leaked. Was that the Belko report?
No, the Mitchell.
Mitchell report, okay. Whichever one that one was.
Well, that had a big poppy mention.
That had a big poppy on it as well.
Yep. Mentioned in it. But no, it didn't. It didn't. It was excised from that big poppy. But Sheffield might make it because he's, but he was... But yeah, the steroid guy, mostly A-Rod's off it. And no, it was
A-Rod, I think, was still on it. Yep.
And Bonds is off it, and a couple, three of the other guys are off it. Andy Pettit's still on it. I don't vote for him. A lot of people do. So.
Because he got caught.
He got caught. Yep. That's it. It's America.
That's Royce's rule.
It's America. You can do anything illegal you want if you don't get caught.
Right.
If you get caught, that's anyway in society, it's the whole thing. If you get caught, then you pay the crime.
How many times
do you speed and not get caught?
That's many times.
Yeah. Like when I got when the woman picked me up, the highway patrol, the female trooper picked me up. Over on White Bear Avenue.
Yeah.
Said, sir, this was this summer. Sir, do you know why I stopped you? And I said, I would guess it's because my seatbelt isn't. And then I said, I would guess it's because I saw you too late to buckle up my seatbelt.
Yeah.
And she said, do you usually drive with your seatbelt? I said, maybe 30%.
Don't try to shave yourself.
No. I'm not going to lie to a trooper.
That's right.
I'm not going to lie to a trooper. I got caught.
Was it the seatbelt that she stopped you?
Yeah, seatbelt, yeah.
And I'll be damned.
$25 fine and $101 in fees.
Really?
Cost $126.
Wow.
Yeah.
Has it improved your seatbelt usage?
Yes. Somewhat. Whenever I see a cop, I act respond much quicker than I used.
His reflex has improved drastically.
Yes.
You know, they got the seatbelts now pretty figured out.
Yeah,
it's not that hard.
I just 80% of the time I forget.
Doesn't your bell ding like crazy?
Yeah.
No.
Well, there's your problem.
No, it dings. It dings for about 4 or 5 seconds.
Oh, it's going to ding the whole trip.
Yeah, no, if it dinged the whole trip, I'd identify it. But no, I basically got a car.
It just turns the radio on.
Is that an option? Can you get that?
I said, I don't want one that dings constantly. If I'm driving to Byerly, which takes me 3 minutes.
But it's going to ding the whole trip.
I'm not going to put the seatbelt on. Why? To get the Byerlys? I know.
Because then it would take him 3 minutes and 10 seconds to get there.
That's right.
I've got things to do.
I hooked the seatbelt up just to avoid the ding.
Yeah. Oh, most people do.
Yeah.
My friend Kenny Lean from Slayton, when I was down there, this is 10 years ago, I was down there. They had a truck, and Kenny never uses it. The guy's got more money than God, but he's driving this old dumpy truck and the whole thing. And he's driving me to Lake Wilson to get a haircut. And I think he must be hard of hearing. The thing dinged the whole damn time. Hey, ding, ding, ding. He gets in the car, drives to the Twin Cities, just ding, 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 ding.
Oh,
ding.
That would drive me crazy.
Drive me crazy, too. Remember when they were optional?
The ding or the seatbelt?
No, the seatbelts. It wasn't that long ago, right?
Oh,
it only became an offense 15
years. We're not that old. There's been seatbelts for quite some time.
No, but I'm saying when it became
the law.
Mandatory.
Oh, yeah,
it became mandatory,
yeah.
What, 12 years maybe?
Well, that's when the ding started.
Yeah.
To reinforce the law.
Hey, Jim Paul, here's the deal. Here's the I need
you get
one
something at Jim
dings.
Paul's, you're going to get dinged.
when you've grown up, when this was the seatbelt for your kids.
That's right.
When they were 3 years old, standing in the front seat,
yep.
You went around a corner, and you went,
you held them back.
And the one in the back would be rolling around.
Right.
The younger one was in the back, and he'd be rolling around back there.
Remember when cars had lighters?
Oh, yeah.
My brother Johnny put that, mimicked smoking a cigarette, and just put it right on his lips. Big
what
round Mary, circle of bird right
what
there.
What Mary Helen think? Did
I don't
she feel
know.
Guilty?
I think he might have been with the old man.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But they all saw him
Henry
smoking.
Was a smoker, too?
Well, he gave it up, but he was a smoker when Johnny was alive. Yeah.
Not as faithful a smoker as Mary Helen, though.
No, she kept it up right till the very end.
And she made 90, right?
91, she went out with an old-fashioned and a Virginia Slim.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
What a character she was.
Yeah.
When I look back finally at my Hall of Fame radio career,
right.
What a bunch of crap that was. But anyway, on your coattails, my favorite moment will still be when Mary Helen called you up during the break
right.
and told you you were going to hell.
Oh, I was
going
to be excommunicated.
You were going to hell.
I was going to be excommunicated. You keep that up, you're getting excommunicated. Okay.
Yes, Mom.
Yeah.
Rocky going to jail. Mary Helen.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
We got to take a call
here.
We
were making a few jokes about growing up as Catholics, yes. You know, which is funny stuff. And
lots of yucks.
Not for Mary Helen.
Well, here's my problem with it. What the hell was she even doing listening?
Yeah, I don't know.
Why were you listening?
Yeah, that's right.
That's on you. You trusted us.
That's right. Yeah,
don't listen. You're supposed to just take it.
Yeah,
don't worry
right.
about it.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Oh, God.
All right. What else were you moving?
If somebody said to her, this is true, if somebody said to her, is that guy on the paper your kid, your son? And she said, what do you write?
She wanted to know.
It'd be, if it was all right, then yeah, that's him.
Yeah, that's him. Yeah. He's mine.
Yeah, well, that's...
I think we had a conditional upbringing.
Yeah. So we had a trend. You know, years ago, John Sherman from the Sun newspapers...
Okay.
Basketball aficionado,
mm-hmm.
coached a charter school powerhouse, the Minnesota Transitions. And they won a state title one
year. Were they trans
right?
people?
No, but now when you look back in history, people are going to say, holy cow, a whole bunch of transitioning people won the state title back then.
Yeah.
And it was boys. That was it.
John Daly said, put me in a skirt, I'll win 100 tournaments.
Boy, does he...
Who is this buffoon that showed up at the LPGA? This monster.
I'll see if I can find the name.
He's the size of Jason Kelce.
Yeah, well, the problem is that they have... The LPGA has been so all in on it that...
Well, they deserve what they get.
Where did he finish?
Didn't he win? He won a tournament.
He won the Florida Mini Tour event, but still faces long road to LPGA.
I thought he won an LPGA event.
No, not a main event. No,
I'm trying to find the name.
They were in the desert somewhere.
Haley Davidson won another professional title on a Florida Mini Tour, yet despite the headlines that are swirling, still has a long way to go before reaching the highest levels of women's golf.
What was the name of the tennis player? Richard?
You know, Haley's Raskin. In this story from the USA Today.
30 years ago.
Oh, I know who you're referring to.
I mean, he had the surgery.
Yeah.
If he got the surgery, I'm okay.
Okay.
You know, that's fine.
Well, but on this one, Pat, Haley, in this USA Today story, has the skirt on.
Oh, really?
The LP, you know,
because she's a big fella?
Well, he looks like Kelsey's mother. You kidding me? Daly would be a better looking woman.
Yeah. It's an imperfect size.
It really is.
Who said that one?
You did.
Many years ago. Many years ago.
Okay.
Anyway. Yeah, I have no, you know, just don't show him play fourth grade basketball.
Yeah, that's
a
problem.
That's not good.
I just had an email about that.
I know.
That's why he's reacting.
Yeah, I don't like that.
No, I think that... I kind of agree with Reavers. It's too early for the kid to make that decision.
It is.
I'm not against it, but, you know, wait till high school or some damn thing. So
get your own league.
Mm-hmm.
How about a league for trans?
Yeah,
you don't get to swim against these kids.
I don't think we got enough. Yeah, how's the Penn State swimmer? Is he gone now? Or
I don't know.
You mean...
the guy that won all the stuff?
Leah Thomas?
Yeah,
I think Leah has graduated, I believe.
Okay. All right. Now is she trying to make... The Olympics, you can't participate, right?
Nope, you cannot.
Okay. All right. Well...
You know, if I was covering that, I'd be prone to ridicule that if I was writing it.
I don't think your time would be long.
I don't think I'd be good.
Prone to run out of the business.
Right.
You know what I've done with it? I've digested it and kind of made a decision. Ignore it.
Yeah.
Because all the one-liners that are available, just you couldn't really, you know, it's just not going to do you any good. So,
your Gophers disappoint you?
Yeah, they're not very good. They're, you know, I don't know. They Nobody's going to the games, though. God almighty. Wisconsin's here Tuesday. Is Wisconsin going to get a crowd or not?
Well, they might bring, they'll bring all the Lakeville people to come watch all of their talent. But yes, other than that, I don't know that.
They're good. Oof.
I got to say this. We were at the Lakeville North High School yesterday for a tournament.
Mm-hmm.
That thing is a college campus.
I was at Stillwater Saturday to their youth hockey bubble and soccer and hockey complex for the Abbey's game. And, Joe, there had to be 4,000 people there between the soccer and the hockey.
Wait, does Stillwater High School have its own rink?
Oh, God, yes. But still, this was a youth rink. This was one where the varsity plays. They also have a 3-on-3 rink out there.
Oh.
At the lumber yard or some damn thing. They got all kinds of rinks. But this thing, as I'm saying, you know what's happening to newspaper in America? This is where everybody is.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't care about anything but their kids.
Yep.
They don't care about anything but how the kid's coming out. And it's amazing. And then, you know, I really feel sorry for those little soccer players walking in. At least hockey, you're playing a real game. You're not having the absurd soccer game that we imported from communist countries. But it's amazing to me the number of people there. And grandpas and grandmas. And we had a 3-grandpa turnout. All 3 grandpas made it.
Wow. Oh, I saw your photo.
Yes. Yeah. All 3 grandpas were there. One of the first times that all 3 have been there. So.
Who were the 3?
Well, Ryan's dad, Tim.
Yeah.
Me.
Yeah.
And Carrie's dad, Bill.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
So I count myself as a grandpa.
Well, you might as well.
Because I'm financially invested.
You're fully invested.
Yes, I am. I am fully invested. You know what I do every time I see him just to make sure I stay in a group?
Mm-hmm.
Give him a 20.
Well, you're buying loyalty.
I am. I'm buying loyalty.
You're like a politician.
Luke, how's your money? He said, okay, here's a 20.
Yeah.
I said, you know, people tell me the 50 is the new 20. I said, and he said, yeah, I don't want all that change. He said, just give me a 20.
I don't want all that change.
So he's not a money miser yet. But anyway, it's amazing these suburban complexes of youth.
Oh, yeah. It's unreal.
Yeah.
It's absolutely unreal.
Does Lakeville have their own rink?
Oh, their own rink?
Yeah.
Joe. They've got their own complex that's the size of Medford.
Yeah, there's something going on out there I don't know anything about.
Oh, it's
Did I hear your boys' team got beat 44-4?
Well, I blame the third assistant book scorekeeping coach on this one. That'd be me. We were a little bit outmatched.
Okay.
Maple Grove / Osseo, mm-hmm. They're combined.
Yeah.
So we had a couple of kids. In fact, my 12-year-old came up to me and said, Dad, what's up, buddy? Number 55 is the same height as you. This kid was a monster.
What grade is this?
Sixth grade.
They might have held
him
back.
Well, what happens, though,
is nothing worse to watch than youth basketball.
Oh, it's
that thing is too big.
No, not for sixth grade.
Oh,
there are some kids that can handle the ball. We've got a couple kids that are pretty good. Yeah.
Apparently you don't. You really don't.
No, well, it's true.
Now, when they're done like that, what do you say? Good job, good effort?
Nope.
You say, boy,
no. Nope. Here's what I said. Suck. I can tell you exactly what I said.
I
boys,
said you're walking home.
I looked at the kids. We have 8 on our team. Yeah. I said, boys, here's the good news. We get to play 2 more. That's the only thing you can say after a game like that.
So yesterday they had 3 games?
3 games yesterday.
Did they win any of them?
We came close.
Yeah.
We came
Did
close.
You get in double figure scoring?
Oh, yeah. The next game, we lost to a St. Paul team, but we actually had that one in our grips, but we let that one slip away.
Mm.
And then we were edged by, who'd we play in the 3rd? Rosemont.
I was sent a video from a kid I used to have showing one of his kids dribbling the basketball. And I remember this now. The kid constantly dribbled when he was up. He was 3 years old, walking around the house dribbling. He made his freshman team at his high school.
Wow.
He might be a player.
Wow.
But at 3 years old, that kid was
always dribbling.
Wow.
I bought Owen, 4 years old, next door, with a hoop in the back. I bought him a basketball.
You got to. Yeah.
For Christmas, not a real small one, not a great big one, but kind of an in-between one.
And yeah.
He's out there 4 years old throwing it in a basket.
Wow.
And all right, we got to go, man. This is way too much energy.
Bonus Monday Night Sports stuff.
Look at the time.
I give you too much entertainment.
Oh, holy cow.
We'll see you later.
It's the new year, and everyone is talking about their resolutions. Resolutions are based on topics for which we have become complacent. The Canopy Group has a New Year's resolution for you. Last year, over 2,700 Minnesotans conquered their complacency and contacted the Canopy Group for their home and auto insurance needs. That is an easy call because 80% of those people had only one agent with one company. No options. The Canopy Group offered them 40 professional with 16 companies. Many options. The Canopy Group's New Year resolution has always been to annually examine every existing Canopy client. Each and every day, the Canopy Group team is reaching out to their client base and moving many clients from one of their 16 companies to a different company that they also represent. This is a great call for the Canopy Group to make because it is their ongoing promise to always provide their clients with the best coverage at the best price and forever doing away with insurance complacency. Call 800-967-3389 or visit thecanopygroup.com.